A long time ago, in a village called Abaka, there was a girl named Oluchukwu. Everyone in the village knew her. She was very beautiful, with bright eyes and smooth skin. When people saw her, they would stop and stare because of how pretty she was. But there was something else about Oluchukwu. People were scared of her. She really, really hates men. Oluchukwu was not like the other girls in the village. She didn't laugh or smile with anyone. She always looked serious. And when men tried to talk to her, things got bad. She would not let them come near her. If anyone tried, she would beat them until they couldn't stand. The men in the village knew not to mess with Oluchukwu. Some of them had black eyes from her punches. Others had bruises all over their bodies. No one wanted to feel Oluchukwu's anger. Even though Oluchukwu was beautiful, the men feared her more than they admired her. "Stay away from her," they would warn each other. "She is not like the other girls." People whispered her name like it was a warning. And so, Oluchukwu lived in the village, beautiful, but feared by all. One day, Oluchukwu went to the market to buy food. The market was busy, full of people talking and selling things. Oluchukwu moved through the crowd, not smiling at anyone as usual. She picked some vegetables and was about to leave when a young man, not looking where he was going, bumped into her. Without even thinking, Oluchukwu's hand flew through the air. Slap! She hit the man hard across the face. The sound of the slap was so loud, it stopped everyone around. The whole market went quiet. People looked in shock. The man was terrified. His cheek turned red, but he didn't try to fight back. He knew better. His eyes widened with fear as he quickly bowed his head and said, "I'm sorry, I'm sorry." He didn't wait for Oluchukwu to say anything. He turned around and ran as fast as he could, disappearing into the crowd. The women in the market shook their heads. Some whispered to each other, "She did it again." But no one dared to say anything to Oluchukwu. They knew better. Everyone knew not to cross her. So the market went back to normal. But the fear of Oluchukwu grew even stronger in their hearts. In the village of Abaka, many men wanted to marry Oluchukwu. Even though they were scared of her, they couldn't help but admire her beauty. Some men thought, "Maybe if I'm nice to her, she will like me." Others thought they could change her and make her gentle again. But they were all wrong. One by one, the men came to Oluchukwu. They brought gifts, spoke sweet words, and tried to win her heart. But Oluchukwu was not impressed. She saw right through their tricks. Whenever a man tried to get too close, she would beat him badly. They would leave her house with bruises on their faces, and some even begged for her mercy. But Oluchukwu never showed mercy. Even one of the village chiefs thought his son would be different. "She won't dare touch my son," he said proudly. The chief's son went to Oluchukwu, smiling and thinking his high status would impress her. But Oluchukwu didn't care about who he was. When he tried to charm her, she punched him so hard that he lost two teeth. The chief's son came back home with a swollen face and missing teeth. He could barely speak. The chief was angry, but knew better than to challenge Oluchukwu. From that day on, men in the village knew that no matter who they were, Oluchukwu would never let them get close without a fight. The men in the village were tired of being beaten by Oluchukwu. The stories of her strength and fierceness spread all over Abaka. The elders of the village began to worry. "Why does Oluchukwu behave like this?" they asked each other. "She's strong, but why does she hate men so much?" The elders decided it was time to speak to Oluchukwu. They called her to the village square, where everyone could see. People gathered to watch. The men, the women, and even the children came to see what would happen. They were curious about what Oluchukwu would say. Oluchukwu walked into the square, tall and unafraid. She looked around, seeing all the faces staring at her. The elders sat in a circle and waited for her to speak. But Oluchukwu did not look down or show any fear. She stood there, her head high and her eyes bold. The elders began to ask her questions. "Oluchukwu, why do you fight the men?" one elder asked. "Why do you beat every suitor that comes your way?" another asked. Oluchukwu didn't flinch. She looked at the elders calmly and said, "I will never let a man control me, and I will never stop beating them." Her words shocked everyone. The villagers whispered to each other. The elders were puzzled. They didn't understand why Oluchukwu said such things. "But why, Oluchukwu? What happened to make you like this?" one elder asked. But Oluchukwu didn't explain. She stood there in silence, refusing to answer their questions. The elders were left with no choice but to let her go, even more curious than before. They wanted to know what had happened to Oluchukwu, but she kept a secret hidden. The villagers returned to their homes, still whispering about Oluchukwu's boldness. One hot afternoon, Oluchukwu went to the stream to fetch water. The sun was high and the path was rough. As she walked back with her pot full of water, her foot slipped on a rock and she fell hard to the ground. The pot broke and her foot was hurt. She winced in pain, trying to stand, but it was hard. A farmer who was nearby saw what happened and rushed over to help her. He bent down to tie her injured foot, trying to stop the bleeding. But Oluchukwu didn't understand. She thought he was trying to take advantage of her while she was hurt. Without waiting, Oluchukwu's fist shot out. Bam! She punched the farmer in the face, making him fall back. "Don't you dare touch me!" she shouted, her eyes blazing with anger. The poor farmer, holding his swollen face, tried to explain, "I was just helping you." But Oluchukwu didn't listen. She was furious, thinking the worst. The farmer knew better than to fight back. In Abaka, men were not allowed to hit women, no matter what. So he stood up slowly, his face bruised and his body aching. He limped away quietly, leaving Oluchukwu standing by the stream. The story of Oluchukwu's rage spread like wildfire. "She beat a farmer who was only trying to help," the villagers whispered. But no one dared confront Oluchukwu. They knew what she was capable of, and her fearsome reputation grew even stronger that day. Despite her fierce reputation, Oluchukwu's beauty had caught the attention of the village prince. He was intrigued by her strength and independence. "No one like her exists in the village," he thought. The prince believed he could win her over, so he began visiting Oluchukwu with gifts, fine clothes, fruits, and rare jewelry. Oluchukwu didn't push him away, but didn't warm up to him either. She remained cautious, her eyes watching his every move. The villagers couldn't believe it. "Will the prince be the one to change her?" they whispered. One day, the prince invited Oluchukwu for a walk by the stream. The air was cool and the water flowed gently. As they walked side by side, the prince thought to himself, "Maybe Oluchukwu is starting to like me. She hasn't pushed me away all this time." Feeling confident, the prince made a terrible mistake. He reached out to hold Oluchukwu's hand, thinking it was a small, gentle gesture. But to Oluchukwu, it wasn't gentle at all. It felt like someone trying to control her, just like the men she had fought before. In an instant, Oluchukwu's temper exploded. Her eyes flashed with anger, and before the prince could say another word, she attacked him. Bam! She punched him hard in the chest, and then pow! another blow to his face. The prince tried to defend himself, but Oluchuku was too strong and too fast. She didn't stop until he was on the ground, bruised and bleeding. The prince's guards, who had been standing nearby, rushed over to help. They picked up the prince, who was too weak to stand on his own. His face was swollen, and he had cuts on his arms and legs. They carried him back to the palace as quickly as they could. When the news spread through the village, people couldn't believe it. Oluchuku beat the prince. They gasped. No one has ever dared to lay a hand on him. The village was in shock. Even though they knew Oluchuku was fierce, they never thought she would go as far as attacking royalty. The whole village whispered about it, wondering what would happen next. When the prince returned to the palace, bruised and battered, the king was furious. "Who would dare do this to my son?" he roared. The servants trembled, but they all knew it was Oluchuku. No one else in the village had the courage to lay hands on the prince. The king immediately summoned Oluchuku to the palace. Word spread quickly through the village. Everyone rushed to the palace, eager to see what would happen. "How will Oluchuku answer to the king?" they whispered. The palace courtyard was filled with villagers, all waiting for the fierce girl to arrive. When Oluchuku finally appeared, she walked into the palace courtyard with her head held high. The people watched her, wondering if she would be scared. But Oluchuku wasn't afraid. She stood tall before the king, her eyes bold and unflinching, just as she had done with the village elders. The king, sitting on his throne, looked at Oluchuku with fiery eyes. "Why did you attack my son?" he demanded. His voice echoed through the courtyard, making the villagers shiver. But Oluchuku didn't flinch. She stood in silence, her face hard and her eyes filled with both anger and pain. "Speak, girl!" the king shouted again. But still, Oluchuku said nothing. She kept her mouth closed, her heart pounding in her chest. The villagers leaned in, waiting to hear what she would say. But Oluchuku kept her reasons hidden, refusing to explain herself to the king. The king's fury grew. "How dare you remain silent before me?" he shouted. But Oluchuku remained as still as a stone, her secret locked tightly inside her. The villagers began to murmur among themselves, wondering why Oluchuku had done it. But no one knew. For now, Oluchuku's reason stayed buried deep within her heart. The king, growing more furious by the minute, pressed Oluchuku again. "Why did you hurt my son? Speak now or face the consequences." Oluchuku's heart felt heavy and she could no longer hold back. Her strong, fierce face softened, and for the first time, the villagers saw something different in her eyes. Pain. Tears welled up and her voice trembled as she began to speak. "My father, the man who was supposed to protect us. He wasn't kind," she said, her voice low but full of hurt. The villagers leaned in closer, straining to hear. Oluchuku's eyes filled with tears as she told the story she had kept buried for so long. "He beat my mother every day. He treated her like a slave, shouting at her, pushing her around. And whenever she tried to speak up, he would threaten her. He would raise his hand and she would grow quiet, too scared to say anything." The crowd was silent, hanging on every word. Oluchuku's voice cracked as she continued. "One day, my mother was pregnant. There was a small argument, something so small. But my father, he lost his temper. He beat her so badly that she fell to the ground. She lost the baby that day." Oluchuku paused, her tears now flowing freely. "And soon after, she lost her life too." Back in the prison, the villagers gasped, shocked by the terrible truth. Oluchuku stood there, her body shaking with grief as she spoke of her mother's death. "I was just a child," and I watched her die. I could do nothing to help her. She wiped her tears, but continued. After my father died not long after, I thought I would be safe. But when I went to live with my uncles, it was no better. After her father died, Oluchukwu thought the worst was behind her. She hoped her new life with her uncles would be different, that maybe she could find some peace. But what she found was even worse than before. Her uncles were cruel men, just like her father, but even more shameless. They brought different women to their house day after day. Oluchukwu would see them treat these women with no respect. They forced themselves on them, using harsh words and ugly actions. The women had no choice but to obey, too scared to fight back. And it wasn't just the women they brought home. Their own wives, the women who lived in the house with them, were treated just as badly. Whenever the wives tried to speak, to defend themselves or ask for help, Oluchukwu's uncles would raise their hands, ready to strike. The wives lived in constant fear, knowing a beating could come at any moment. They were threatened, pushed around, and sometimes hurt so badly that they couldn't stand for days. Oluchukwu watched all of this day after day. She saw how the men in her life only knew how to control and dominate the women around them. They didn't listen, they didn't care, and they only used their strength to make the women feel small and weak. It was in those moments that Oluchukwu made a vow. She promised herself that no man would ever treat her like that. No man would ever have power over her. She couldn't save her mother, and she couldn't help the wives in her uncle's home, but she could save herself. From that day on, Oluchukwu's heart hardened like stone. She wouldn't allow any man to get close enough to hurt her. And so, Oluchukwu became the fierce girl the villagers knew. But behind her strength and anger was a story of pain, a story that no one had known until now. When Oluchukwu finally revealed her painful story, the village was silent. They had always seen her as a troublemaker, someone fierce and wild. But now they understood. Oluchukwu wasn't just fighting men for no reason. She was protecting herself, shielding her heart from the pain and fear she had known all her life. The men in the village, especially those who had felt Oluchukwu's face, lowered their heads in shame. They realized that Oluchukwu's strength had come from a place of deep hurt. Some of the men had their own memories of mistreating women, and now they saw how their actions could cause so much pain. The women of the village, who had silently carried their own struggles, looked at Oluchukwu with new respect. She wasn't just fierce, she was a fighter. She had stood up, not only for herself, but for all the women who had suffered quietly. The women began to see her as a symbol of strength, someone who had refused to be controlled or beaten down. Even the prince, who had once thought he could tame Oluchukwu, understood the mistake he had made. He realized the pain he had caused her, and with a heavy heart, he apologized sincerely. He promised never to hurt her again and to respect the strength she carried. The king, hearing Oluchukwu's story, made a declaration. No man in Abaka shall ever treat a woman badly again, he said, his voice firm. The uncles, who had mistreated so many women, were punished for their cruelty. The village had learned from Oluchukwu's story, and a new respect for women spread through the land. Oluchukwu, still strong and fierce, began to open her heart just a little. She agreed to marry the prince, not because she had been tamed, but because he had shown that he could respect her and value her for who she was. It wasn't about control. It was about strength meeting strength, respect meeting respect. The village celebrated the union of Oluchukwu and the prince. It wasn't just a marriage of two people, but a story of healing and courage. Oluchukwu's journey from pain and fear to strength and respect became a story told for generations. It was the story of a girl who refused to be broken and a village that learned the true meaning of strength and respect. I hope you enjoyed the story. If so, please like the video, comment what you learned from the tale, and don't forget to subscribe to the channel for more enchanting tales just like this one. Thank you.